Mary Beth, it's great to be on the air with you on what is a tremendous ruling by the Supreme Court upholding the Affordable Care Act and what that means for, you know, just so many Marylanders and so many Americans who now are really being able to see a future where health insurance is affordable, it's accessible for themselves, their families, their businesses. So really big decision by the court today.
Lieutenant Governor, for Marylanders who are not insured right now and who will presumably need to get insurance by this law, do you think the state will have to expand Medicaid coverage?
Medicaid expansion is certainly part of these reform efforts. But not only that, expanding affordable private insurance options to individuals and small business who just have not been able to afford it. But with the provisions on the Affordable Care Act, and we set up the health benefits exchange and the tax credits available through the federal government, a lot of individuals and small businesses now will be able to go to the private market and purchase insurance. So it's a combination of Medicaid expansion and a much more affordable private insurance market.
But we have heard from people on our air today very concerned about the cost of health care for businesses, and they think that this will drive up the cost and therefore dissuade business owners from hiring.
And you know what? And I hear from small business owners across the state of Maryland that health insurance, providing coverage to their employees, is one of the biggest cost drivers. The Affordable Care Act gives us the opportunity to really pivot in the direction of wellness and prevention, and also to be able to pivot in a way where we can align the health delivery system so that it will be more affordable for businesses. And I know there's a lot of chatter out there saying it's going to drive up the cost, but quite frankly, it's the opposite. And there are examples even in Maryland today where small business owners are paying lower premiums today because of the Affordable Care Act. So this is a big win for small businesses in America and certainly in Maryland.
Lieutenant Governor, how about for the resident who is working three part-time jobs and does not have health insurance and will not fall within the Medicaid expansion, kind of that person that falls in between the cracks and says to themselves, I can't afford coverage and now I'm going to be taxed if I don't get it?
Well, there's a generous provision in the Affordable Care Act that provides a subsidy to a large swath of Americans who are right there in that crack that you're describing. So they're not eligible for Medicaid, but today they can't find that affordable health insurance product. Well, that's why we established the Health Benefits Exchange. This is sort of a mini market where individuals and small businesses that are eligible for the federal subsidies, as well as the tax credits for small businesses, they'll be able to go and compare insurance products that work.
Yes, but will they be able to afford it? Will they be able to afford it?
It'll be more affordable under the Affordable Care Act. There will be Americans that for whom health insurance will continue to be unaffordable. But we believe in Maryland that under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, as we implement it, there'll be 250,000 Marylanders who have access to affordable health insurance that don't have access to it today.